Baseball insider Andy Carboni is joining us. And Andy, the Red Sox winning some, losing some in spring training, but I'm stuck with the fact that Chris Sale shows up at spring training and he can't be ready for opening day. What's up with that?
It's something else, Bill. One thing, it's, you know, elbows, shoulders. Now we're dealing with a pitcher with pneumonia, and that's going to keep him from getting on the hill on opening day. Red Sox manager Ron Renneke says he's about 2 weeks behind schedule. So, again, he will begin the season on the injured list. He has thrown batting practice, did so over the weekend down in Fort Myers. It was his first time throwing to live hitters since last August. So it's a waiting game for Chris Sale. They just want to make sure he has his strength back and he's ready to go for beginning of the season. So I would guess by mid-April or so, he'll be back on the mound. So maybe he'll only miss a couple starts.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's good. Hopefully he hasn't lost much weight. He can't afford to lose much weight, I don't think. Yeah, with that in mind.
He's definitely an anomaly when it comes to something like that, that's for sure.
All right, we have some other big names in the news. Xander Bogaerts and Dustin Pedroia. What's up with these guys?
Well, Bogaerts has yet to play in spring training. He's dealing with left ankle soreness. The team is not overly concerned about it, but they're just taking their time getting him up to 100% before he gets into game action. He has been going through the practice situations, but he just hasn't been cleared for game-ready situations as of yet. So we'll see how that, much longer that plays out. They said he could play possibly sometime toward the end of this week. And then Dustin Pedroia, our old friend, he's been officially placed on the 60-day injured list with that injured knee. Pedroia's only played 9 games in the last 2 years. He last appeared on the field April 17th of last season. I think this is just a formality as things go forward. I don't know how many times they can keep putting him on the 60-day injured list, possibly until his contract expires so he gets the full value of it. Doesn't have to retire early, I guess. But, you know, obviously it counts against the Red Sox with their salary cap situation, the luxury tax, if you will. So it's kind of a tough situation with Pedroia, but I don't think you'll ever see him back on the field again.
All right. Andy, I flipped over to sports radio yesterday. I'm not a big listener as far as time-wise concerned. I don't knock them, but I'm just saying I'm not a big listener. All it was Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady. So the Red Sox are in the shadows of Tom Brady, Tom Brady, TB12. So what else is happening at spring training that we need to know about with the Red Sox?
Well, the Red Sox have officially hired a bench coach. Old friend Jerry Nairn is back. Nairn was a coach for the Sox back in 2003 under Grady Little. Nairn was Renneke's bench coach with the Brewers from 2011 to 2015. David Ortiz was in camp last week and calling the Astros sign-stealing whistleblower a snitch. Ortiz says that the A's pitcher Mike Fiers should have said something when he was on the team. Ortiz says that he's mad that Fiers waited until he won a ring and then left for another team before opening up. Also, Ortiz, over the weekend, he held an estate sale at his home in Weston. Plenty of big poppy items were for sale, such as furniture, glassware, gym equipment, designer clothes, etc., etc. So if you were one of the lucky people to attend that event, that must have been interesting. I saw some highlights of it this morning on NESN. Looked like the place you just wanted to be on a cold Saturday morning, standing in line to get into to David's house to see what was going on.
Why would he be having an estate sale?
Well, that's a good question. Really no reason why. It didn't say that the money's going to charity. I hope that it is. There's always been rumors that Ortiz could be moving out of the area. Maybe he wants to get rid of some things in the house. Or maybe he's just looking to declutter altogether and get things, you know, get rid of things he just doesn't use anymore. But really no specific reason as to why he did this. I mean, I don't recall any other celebrity players, athletes in the area doing such a thing. So, you know, the whole thing is a little on the bizarre side, but it definitely drew a big crowd, that's for sure.
Yeah, after Rico Petrocelli retired, did he declutter and have an estate sale? No, he did not. No, I don't know.
He's not David Ortiz. So,
well, you do collect a lot of stuff as a Major League DH over the years, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, what do we have from other Major League Baseball news?
Well, sticking with the Red Sox for a moment, MLB hopes to have its investigation completed into the Sox sign-stealing activities before the regular season starts. It was said a week or two ago that it was, you know, they have a decision by the time spring training games got underway, and that's been pushed back a little longer. So we're still left in limbo on that situation. And Red Sox pitching prospect Ching-Hung Liu was under quarantine as a precaution against the coronavirus. The 20-year-old right-hander said he felt fine, but he was confined to his hotel room in Fort Myers since arriving from Taiwan. Liu has now been cleared to participate in spring training workouts. And just to let you know, in a couple dates, we'll keep updating everyone on March 26th. That's opening day in Toronto. And then April 2nd, a Thursday, the home opener against the Chi Sox. And believe it or not, Bill, Tickets are still available on RedSox.com. I cannot remember in recent memory any time you can go on RedSox.com this soon to opening day and still get tickets. So I think that's a little sign of things to come for events on Yawkey Way this coming season. Crowds could be a little thinner than usual, especially if the team doesn't get off to a good start.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And again, like this, the last few weeks here with the Tom Brady watch was what I was referring to. It's not helping build interest in the Red Sox from Florida, I don't think, either.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And then the fact that the Bruins and Celtics are playing well, that kind of puts the Red Sox fourth on the list, I think, at this point.
Yeah, and plus people are, you know, people are just going to the Baseball Insider in droves now. It's the only source they have for information.
Yeah, well, they're smart people, Bill. They know right where to go.
Hey, you have a note here from Major League Baseball, and the A's will not have a radio station this year. That's almost unheard of.
Yep, I can't recall this ever happening either. A's have announced they'll not have a local radio affiliate for the first time in team's history. The games will be streamed on the TuneIn app. But I did do a little further research on this, and this is basically just for the Bay Area. I guess if you live X amount of miles away from Oakland, games will be carried. But I don't have a clue as to why a local affiliate or the team itself wouldn't want a local affiliate to carry the games. Not everybody is listening to games on app. I mean, obviously it's the wave of the future, but there's still plenty of A's fans out there that won't be listening to games on the radio this season, no doubt about it.
You know, it's funny, Andy, a little aside, I happened to be checking something out. You know, you get on your laptop or whatever, and you get diverted going different places, and it ended up Dodgers Radio. I got looking into that, and they used to be on the great 50,000-watt radio stations in L.A., but the team bought, along with some organization, a sports group, a radio station, but it's a 5,000-watt radio station. The Dodgers are on a 5,000-watt radio station in L.A., not a 50,000-watt station.
Wow, that is that's very interesting to hear something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know they own the station, but still, I was just a little bit surprised at that piece. But whatever, maybe everyone's on the apps, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, could possibly be, but you won't find me on any apps, Bill. I'm listening to the game on the radio. That's the way I like it, the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, all right, what else we have in Major League Baseball, Andrew?
Well, Yankees number two starting pitcher Luis Severino had Tommy John surgery last week. You won't see him till possibly sometime next season. Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer experimenting with telling batters what pitchers he's going to throw by using glove signals as a way to prevent sign stealing. He did that for the first time yesterday in a spring training game. It was interesting to see those highlights. Braves Hall of Fame third baseman Chipper Jones moving into the broadcast booth as a color commentator for ESPN. Diamondbacks pitcher Madison Bumgarner uses an alias of Mason Saunders while he competes in rodeos. And MLB has announced two promotions of umpires. Kerwin Danley becomes the first African-American crew chief, and Alfonso Marquez becomes the first Mexican-born crew chief.
When was the last time we had an MLB rodeo star? I don't remember that. Yeah.
Well, I think Madison, or I should say Mason, is the first one, and I don't know if the Diamondbacks would appreciate him running around on horses going after cattle and getting thrown off and who knows what, breaking a shoulder or an arm or an elbow or something to that effect. Doesn't sound too safe. There should be a clause in this contract about no rodeo competing while you're under contract with a team.
Okay. To me, it makes Jim Lomborg's skiing accident back in 1967 look pretty minor, you know?
Yeah, so pretty tame when you think about it.
Yeah,
hey, I guess some players do what they're going
to
do.
All right, there you go. Andy, anything else to share with us?
Well, as spring training goes on for the Red Sox, this will be interesting to see when Bogaerts gets back in the lineup, when Chris Sale gets some more work done, and if he actually even appears in a spring training game against another team before the spring training season is out. And, you know, obviously the rest of the team, the major thing to look for is how the starting rotation is going to fill out. It's been doing well so far, so that, you know, it's kind of a good sign at the moment, but we'll see how it all plays out.
I posted, on the post here, if you scroll down on our Baseball Insider post, there's yesterday's lineup in the exhibition game. So just take a look at that. Some new names in some key lineup spots. It's just an exhibition. I get it. But it was a little revealing. It wasn't like the old, it wasn't like 2000 and 18, I guess is what I'm trying to say. All right, there we go. All right, Andy, good talking with you, and talk to you again soon.
Sounds like a plan.
Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.